Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about something that affects so many people, and I've been thinking about it for quite some time. Being in a comfort zone. Ain't nothing as dangerous as being in a comfort zone in this life, because it means that you lack ambition and you lack the courage to try something new. Being in a comfort zone means that you're in the same position 10 years, 20 years, because you're comfortable being given handouts and having someone take care of you. You don't have the guts to venture out and try anything new by yourself. That's really dangerous as a human being. If you look at all these successful people in the world, Elon Musk and Steve Jobs, you realize that these guys did not get where they are by being in a comfort zone. If you're just comfortable, someone giving you a job and giving you a salary at the end of the month, and you never think of doing the same thing yourself, you know, being the employer yourself, you're in a comfort zone. And that's a really dangerous trend. You lack ambition, you lack initiative, and you just want to be the same way you are. You know, that used to work for some time back, but the world is changing. You can just be comfortable in a certain situation and you don't want to do something different. You're getting older. And as you get older, you need to ask yourself a question. How long are you going to be in that job? You know, how long are they going to keep you there as you grow old? When you still have the energy to do these things, it's the best time to start thinking outside the box, get out of that rat race of getting a salary at the end of the month, getting those wages, and start saving. Because there is no money that is too little to save. All you need is a brain, and all you need to do is think outside the box and look at other people. Learn from what people are doing, know what they're telling you to do. Look at your employer, learn from what he's doing or she's doing. Stop listening to what they're telling you to do. The moment you start looking at what they're doing and learning from what they're doing instead of what they're telling you to do, then that is the beginning of success. That's how you start making it. It is important because you have future generations. Do you want them to do the same thing you do? You need to ask yourself that question. Do you want your kids to do the same thing, get jobs and spend their lives the same way you spend your lives? You're supposed to want them to have a better life, and they cannot have a better life if you as their parent is not thinking outside the box. If you're just comfortable, you're in a comfort zone, you're okay, you know, getting what you're getting at the end of the day. And I mean, it's a really, really dangerous trend, because you need patience, you need to think, and you need to associate with people who are more successful than you are. You need to associate with great people. They say that greatness is contagious. You need to learn to keep company of people who can influence you in a positive way. Are they more successful than you? Then you're likely to learn something from them. The kind of crowd you keep is people at your level. You will never grow, and that's the truth. You need people you can learn something from. Greatness is contagious. And so is failure. That's the sad reality of life. It's kind of like a trend. People will just want to be where they are. They will just want to be comfortable. They will just want to be loyal. They will just want to be good. You know, that's dangerous, man. I mean, you don't want to be loyal to anybody. Be loyal to your dreams. Be loyal to your ambitions. That's the most important thing. Think about your kids. Build a future for them by being brave enough to try something new. Ask yourself even about that person who starts that company that gives you a job. Would you have that job if that person was in a comfort zone and they never started the company? No. They started from somewhere. They probably had a job somewhere. But they had to take the risk. They had to take the initiative. They left that job. They started something. They started small. But slowly they grew whatever it is they started until it is that multinational company that you work for. Until they were in a position to give you that job and pay you as much as they pay you. Why do you want to be in the same place? I mean, think about it.